Then he moves all hindrances and bestows good fortune.
I make my purified body, speech, and mind an offering to Mahavaya. So Holy Buddha Lokana is the Dharma body, and Padma Kumara is the bliss body. Buddha Lien Sun is the emanation body. These three bodies being the same in essence as the Buddha's grace. Homage to his true Buddha lineage. And to his transcendent power that encompasses the whole universe, radiating light throughout the three times. He can manifest himself instantaneously. Disciples of Buddha should constantly cry out, for his pure light which manifests virtue and wisdom. In the past, his realization was prophesied by Sakyamuni Buddha. And by Amitabha Buddha, he was entrusted with the mission of salvation. Maitreya Bodhisattva bestowed on him the red crown. And Guru Padmasambhava taught him the tantra. We pray you never abandon your past vows to liberate us all. Thus, as you embrace and enfold us with protection and care, empower us to more quickly attain realization.
So, Namo Virodhara.
Namo Mahavairocana Buddha.
Namo.
Namo Buddha Lokana.
Namo.
Namo Padma Kumara. Namo Living Buddha Lien Sang. True Buddha Assembly, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Mahasattvas everywhere throughout the three times. The Western True Buddha Assembly, Maha Twin Lotus Ponds, the 18 Mahapadma Kumaras, the Holy Revered One Robed in White, the Holy Red Crown Vajra Master, the Secret Master of the Realm of Vajra Mantra, the Great Enlightened Founder of Lingxian True Buddha School, the illustrious Tantrika Lu Sengyan. The Western True Buddha Assembly, Maha Twin Lotus Ponds, the 18 Mahapadma Kumaras, the Holy Revered One Robed in White, the Holy Red Crown Vajra Master, the Secret Master of the Realm of Vajra Mantra, the Great Enlightened Founder of Lingxian True Buddha School, the illustrious Tantrika Lu Sengyan. The Western True Buddha Assembly, Maha Twin Lotus Ponds, the 18 Maha Padma Kumaras, the Holy Revered One Robed in White, the Holy Red Crown Vajra Master, the Secret Master of the Realm of Vajra Mantra, the Great Enlightened Founder of Lingxian True Buddha School, the illustrious Tantrika Lu Sengyan.
Namo
Namo True Buddha Assembly, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Mahasattvas. Namo True Buddha Assembly, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Mahasattvas. Namo True Buddha Assembly, all Buddhas, Mahasattvas, and Mahasattvas. Namo Vairocana Buddha of the all-conquering palace in Dharma realm. Namo Amitabha Buddha of the Western Paradise. Namo Avalokiteshvara Mahasattva. Namo Maitreya Mahasattva. Namo Akasagarbha Mahasattva. Namo Samantabhadra Mahasattva. Namo Vajrapani Mahasattva. Namo Manjushri Mahasattva. Namo Viskambi Mahasattva. Namo Siddhigarbha Mahasattva. Namo all Bodhisattvas and Mahasattvas. The most supreme, profound Dharma, is rarely encountered in hundreds and thousands of kalpas. Now receiving this transmission and blessing, I vow to penetrate the true meaning of Tathagata, the Sutra of Authentic Dharma that removes hindrances and bestows good fortune, spoken by Living Buddha Lien Sun. Thus have I heard. At one time, white Mahapadmakumara was present at the Maha Twin Lotus Ponds, sitting upon the great white lotus Dharma throne. Surrounding him were 17 other great lotus blossoms. The green lotus radiated green light, the yellow lotus yellow light, the red lotus red light, the purple lotus purple light. Its lotus blossom was mysteriously wonderful, pure and full of fragrance. The white Padmakumara suddenly calling forth his spiritual power transformed the Mahatwin Lotus Ponds into an extraordinarily splendid place filled with golden light. All the flower buds simultaneously burst into fragrant blossoms. Jade grasses sent forth a wonderful scent. White queens, peacocks, parrots, saris, kalavinkas, and tiratiras all took on golden hue and sang graceful heavenly songs in harmony. The sky filled with golden light, a pure and wonderful heavenly melody resounded from the sky. Your fragrances suffused all realms. Golden sky abodes adorned throughout the golden lotuses radiated splendor. From the sky they showered heavenly flowers. At that moment the ground shook violently in the twin-faced lotus pond, and throughout countless heavens the tremors could be felt. Buddhas, bodhisattvas, and sun heroes all felt it as well as and came to Mahatwin Lotus Ponds as did the rulers of the three heavens. The assembly included beings from the 28 heavens, Lords Indra and Brahma, the 8 classes of supernatural beings, and the fourfold Sangha, all of whom came to hear the revelations of quintessential teaching. That moment, the golden Padmakumara emitted the great wisdom light, the white Padmakumara emitted Dharma realm light, the great Padmakumara emitted the 10,000 treasure light, the black Padmakumara emitted the subjugation light, the red Padmakumara the vow light, the purple Padmakumara the proper and dignified light, the blue Padmakumara, the virtuous fruit light, yellow Padmakumara, the fortune fulfilling light, the orange Padmakumara emitted the child innocence light. On seeing this, all the heavenly beings were greatly awed. The Indra rose from his seat and joining his palms to white Padmakumara said, "This is most rare, O holy and revered one. By what cause does Maha Twin Lotus Ponds emit such great light and splendor?" Mahapadmakumara said, "I will expound upon this for everyone present." Indra said, "The Holy Revered One is the most mighty and powerful. Please explain to everyone present that all men and devas may know where to turn." At that moment, white Mahapadmakumara addressed Indra and the assembly as follows, "Very well, very well. I will now explain to you and all the beings of the last period of this Buddha Kalpa and all those in the future who have affinity with the sutra, that all may know true Buddha Dharma and the principle which removes obstacles and bestows good fortune." White Mahapadmakumara then said, "All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have, in order to live with living beings, manifested the worlds known as all-conquering, wonderful treasure, round pole, sorrowless, pure rest, Dharma thought, full moon, profound joy, profound completeness, lotus, immutable and omnipresence. Now there shall be the true Buddha world." Thus the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, sun heroes, solitary Buddhas and all the heavenly beings witnessed the Holy Revered One bringing forth true Buddha world, understanding to be a manifestation of the cause and fruition of great compassion of the auspicious well-departed ones of the past, present and future, and realizing that the Holy Revered One came for the sake of all beings. All present were moved by joy as never before. Then bowing their heads, they meet the praise with these verses. The Holy Revered One of great compassion, the Secret One who is most supreme, had attained enlightenment in the past and transcended all worldly passions. He now establishes true Buddha world, showering compassion on all living beings. Transforming himself into a pure land founder, he descends into the Saha world. With Yensen as his name, he announces and proclaims the Dharma to all. We have all now heard and shall vow to protect and uphold his Dharma. At that moment, the holy revered white Mahapadma Kumara instructed the assembly, saying, in cultivation, the key to realizing Bodhi jewel somebody is a quiescent mind. That of realizing the Dharma jewel is purity of body, speech and mind. And that realizing the Sangha jewel is refuge in the true Buddha Guru. The holy revered one further instructed the assembly, saying, if good man or woman, on the 18th day of the 5th month of each lunar year, make ablution, abstain from flesh, and wear new and clean clothes, and on the 18th day of each lunar month, or on their own birthdays, call upon the two Buddhas and 8 Bodhisattvas before the shrine, vividly recite the sutras of authentic Dharma that removes hindrances and bestows good fortune, then their supplications will be answered. Moreover, if incense, flowers, lamps, tea, and fruit are offered along with sincere prayer, then all wishes will be granted. The Holy Revered One told the assembly, people of this world, may they be high officials, nobility, renunciates, householders, yogis, and common folk, who upon learning of the sutra, uphold, read, and recite it, shall prosper above all others, have greater lifespan, obtain either a son or daughter as sought, and be blessed with measureless fortune. This is indeed a great fortune-bestowing sutra for obtaining blessings. One may have deceased ancestors, enemies, close ones, or creditors who are unable to obtain liberation and remain lost in the netherworld. However, by upholding, reciting, printing, and propagating this sutra, deceased will ascend to heaven, enemies will turn away, those living will be blessed. If there be a man or woman seized by negative forces, or afflicted by spirits, or confused and haunted by nightmares, then by upholding, printing, and propagating this sutra, all negative influences shall be banished, therefore restoring peace and ease. If one suffers the physical retribution of illness and calamity, whether due to non-virtues or body karma of previous lives, or to the afflictions of spirits, then by holding, reciting, printing, and propagating the sutra, ill omens will immediately disappear and the cause of illness will quickly be removed. If one suffers from misfortune, legal entanglement, or imprisonment, then by holding, reciting, printing, and propagating the sutra, all such obstacles will dissolve immediately and calamities will vanquish and turn to auspiciousness. Shall nations enter into war, then whoever holds this sutra and creates an image of Padma Kumara, setting up offerings before it, immediately decides extra powers with wherever no battle will be lost. Those who recite, print, or propagate this sutra will receive every good fortune just as they desire. All hindrances will be removed and the sufferings of the cycle of birth and death will be extinguished. Then in Western Tribhuta Assembly at Mahadabal Lotus Ponds, the white Mahapadma Kumara proclaimed this mantra, Om Guru Lian Sang Siddhi. When the Holy Revered One completed this discourse, Indra and the whole assembly, including Devas, Nagas, and the rest of the 8 classes of supernatural beings, and the fourfold Sangha all paid reverence. They brought forth faith and uphold the teaching. Thus ends the Sutra of Authentic Dharma that removes hindrances and bestows good fortune.
Mahagade Chennin Chende Saha Devari Bode Gyaha Gyode Kohanari Deni Hara Devi Nirete Mahagade Chennin Chende Saha Devari Bode Gyaha Gyode Kohanari Deni Hara Devi Nirete Mahagade Chennin Chende Saha